Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night, coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. It'll be a little on the downside because I have just come home from my sister's funeral. She died unexpectedly this past Friday on October the 4th, or Saturday, I'm sorry, on October the 4th, and I've spent the last week in Buffalo, New York, celebrating the life of an extraordinary woman. And so I thought I might spend some time on the show cheering my sister, making sure everyone understands what a wonderful mother she was, what a wonderful teacher she was, what a wonderful wife she was, and just how everyone absolutely is in love with her. If you'd like to call in and say something about my sister, Kathy Del Bello, the dial-in number is 347-945-6713. And, excuse me, we'll bring all callers right into the program immediately, and hopefully we'll be able to say some nice things. First of all, my sister was an exceptional education teacher, and she was absolutely spectacular at it. Uh-oh, what's going on here? My phone was beeping at me. Call in and tell us what you know about Kathy Born Constantine Del Bello. She was the youngest of the three kids and probably the peacemaker. I had the absolute wonderful experience of, eulogizing my sister on Saturday or on Wednesday, the 8th, which was the day of the funeral. It's absolutely astounding how things just gang up on you and take you away. Time disappears, place disappears, and it was just a wonderful experience of being with my sister, and it truly was being. There literally were hundreds and hundreds of people there. The receiving line at the wake was, it went out the door of the funeral home the entire night for the entire 4 hours. We were there from 4 till 8, and just person after person after person. I hope I'm even half as loved as apparently Kathy was. She was an exceptional education teacher for 33 years, had just retired, and was living an exceptionally full and active retired life, following her children, going to visit her daughter who had relocated to New Hampshire, following her son around the eastern portion of the United States, catching a Eastern League professional baseball game whenever she could, as her son and my nephew, Dougie, were at the they were at the game. I don't know. It's just so a shout out to all the people that I met. I hope that you will call in at the funeral, at the football game. Lauren's friends, especially from New York City, from Auburn, stories that I would tell. Oh my gosh, the stories. There were so many wonderful stories. I would like nothing better than to have you call in. There's no question about any of that. Beth O'Connor, I think, from the football game yesterday, you helped me to put it all in perspective. And it was kind of fun slapping the I was slapping the bladder and drinking the wine and shotgunning. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. The Lawrence friends, a shout out to you for sure. I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going with any of this, except to say that I will miss her. She was a genuine and wonderful person. And I wish someone else. She was married to her husband for 35 years. Just marvelous, wonderful. A very nice man. They deserved each other because they fed off each other. They weren't a perfect couple, but oh my gosh, they sure were a happy couple. And they filed the rough spots off their, they sure filed the rough spots off their relationship. Of that, there is no question. Yeah, I hope you're listening out there, cousins Peter and daughter Karen and Paolo and Dale. I hope you're out there. Yeah, and a happy birthday to Paolo Pace, my Italian cousin. We're really happy for her. And I just wish my Italian was better. Paolo would have been proud of us because while we were at Kathy's, we were talking about Doug and Kathy's trip to Italy, and she brought out the Brisculia deck, or the Briscoe deck, as the English version back in the day used to call it. God, I miss my sister. But I'm sure not near as much as her children, and her husband will miss her. My sister was such a peacemaker. Whenever anybody was fighting about anything, Kathy could make everything just smooth out. She sure kept the peace between my brother and I on many things that we would fight about. And we would fight. Of that, there was no question. I got so many friends, I don't even know who I'm looking for now. I want the newest friends. Louie Marilyn Wakefield, I don't know. Let's go back to the studio. Still nobody calling. Hey, guest 8145, welcome. Now we got two guests in the chat room. Why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713 and we can talk with each other about my sister or about anything else that you would like to talk about. I would love to talk about events from Kathy's life. Trouble, we got never really serious trouble, but you know what I mean. I'm very upset because I can't think of, figure it out. Don't you worry. I'll get it. It's not what I want to do. We got two guests in the chat room. I want somebody to call me and talk with me. It's a lot easier. I mean, I don't know. You know, a time like this, I feel close to everyone. Oh, Murray, I have one of my daughters call. Somebody call. I need somebody not to hold my hand, but to, you know, warm to me so that I can, I'm looking at all these friends here. Ah, Jenny Nuzzo. You actually met my sister many, many years ago. I'm going to see my sister in this list, and I'm not going to know what to do. She was a special lady. Yes, she was. And I want to see her. Jay, if you're out there listening, why don't you give me a call? I'm just looking here through my list of friends, and there's just so many. And, yes. You know, the people from the breakfast where we talked about Kathy, that was really fun. It was a great, great time to celebrate her life. We didn't mourn her. The time for that is coming. What we did was we honored her, we praised her, we celebrated her, and we just had a ton of fun. Megan Scanlon, you were wonderful at the luncheon. Everybody wants to call it a breakfast, but the amount of food. Hey, wait, I got a call here. Hold on. Hey, go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
Norm, this is Kathy. I mean, this is Doug. I'm sorry.
Hey, Doug, how are you? Wow.
Oh,
thank
not bad.
You
here to hold your hand, Norm. I'm here to hold your hand, like you just said.
Yeah, well, good. And I'll hold yours. How does it sound?
It.
I hope I'm not coming across like a wet towel.
No, you're dry as can be.
Oh, gosh, it was it was a wonderful and a sad week all at the same time. I had a good drive home today, though.
Yeah, how was it?
It wasn't too bad. It was, it not rained, but that kind of mist.
Right.
You know,
you forgot a few items at our house, Norm.
I did. What did I forget?
You forgot a Meet the Press jacket. You forgot Bill's T-shirt that you just brought.
My Bill's
Your Bill's T-shirt that you bought across the street from the big...
Oh, my gosh.
And then you forgot the half a bag of wine you didn't drink.
The half a bag of what?
Wine.
Oh, my gosh. That was... Slap that bag!
Ooh, baby.
Come on, Uncle Boone, shotgun this.
Shotgun time.
Well, I'm glad I forgot them, because now I have a reason to come back and get them.
You got to come back.
I'm really aiming for the 23rd of November, but we'll see.
We got a train show. They need you.
Yeah. How are you doing?
You know, doing good. Just looking back to get to the routine, you know, go back to work tomorrow. Hopefully get back on schedule.
You are going back to work. Good for you.
Yeah.
Did Lauren, is she leaving tomorrow?
Lauren's leaving tomorrow. I think her plane's at 1 o'clock.
And did Amy leave today?
Amy left at 11 today. I think she just got back like an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did it in 7.5 hours. I was very proud of myself.
That's not
bad. You know, with all
the
new roads and everything, with all the new roads, they've taken 15 miles off the trip.
Not too shabby.
I was kind of impressed with that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when I stopped and got gas on the way to my brother's last night.
Yep.
I had my Conrail shirt on.
Oh, boy.
And I walked into, you can't just put your card in those pumps. They're too old.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to go in the little house. I don't know if you ever get gas there. And this woman behind the counter, she must have been about 25. She said, oh, did you work for Conrail? They always ask me if I'm retired now when they see the shirt. And I said, no, I'm just a railroad fan. And she said, well, my husband works for CSX over in the South Buffalo Yards. And so we had a 10-minute chat.
Of course you did. Oh, boy.
You know,
you and your train people.
And it was just wonderful.
Yeah, you got to come back to the train show.
Oh, I'm going to come back a lot.
Yeah. Like you said, you give up your daughter Karen. I hope she's listening for that for the caboose.
Yeah. My daughter Karen is, they all had chicken soup here yesterday.
Nice.
And that worked out real well. Hey, if somebody wants to join us, I know I got some people in the chat room, but I got a feeling, you know, you might know that you guys here chatting away, so feel free to join us at 347-945-6713. It sure makes the time pass a little easier, and I don't have to talk as much, though. Anyone who knows me will testify. It's not something I mind doing.
A great job on the eulogy, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, it was easy. It's easy to write eulogies about good people. It's better to be so hard that we had to take things out and, you know, spend an hour trying to figure out something to put in.
Very true, very true.
And I'm assuming Diane got home. Yeah, I'm assuming Diane got home all right.
Yeah, oh yeah, she got home a while ago.
Well, I know, but I just didn't remember if she called.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did. Definitely.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm glad. And, we didn't hear from any bad things about any of the Constantines.
No, not yet.
No, I'm sure I hope Paul is feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know
yeah.
he would have liked to come.
The
but
whole
he was
crew.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Paul was pretty sick.
Well, yeah, we'll see him in February.
Wife never seems to come, huh?
We'll see him in February. We'll all be back together.
Boy, we sure will, won't we? I am so looking forward to that.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will. And then Robbie and Lauren's wedding will be a lot of fun after that.
Oh, yeah. They're getting married in the fall of 2023, so we got a little while, but...
the fall of... And then Myron will have to fit in there somewhere.
Well, hey, the D-man's got to step up to the plate. You know, the size of my strike zone, I'll strike him out, no problem.
Yeah, then who knows when Greg will... He had a good time in Las Vegas.
Yeah? Is he home already?
Yeah, well, see, they just went, I mean, they were going to go, they went from Thursday to Sunday.
Okay. Is he allowed back?
Yeah, he worked today.
Wow. Damn.
Hey, wait a minute, I got another call here. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. Hey, 703, you're on with Norman Knight.
Hey, it's your cousin Peter. I wanted to hear if your son Greg came back with a diamond on somebody's ring from Vegas. He didn't get married
well,
at a chapel,
you know,
did he?
No, I'm back here. Your cousin Doug's on with me. I don't know if you've been listening.
I've been listening to Dougie, and Dougie, all of you guys, and our thoughts and prayers. Absolutely thinking of you guys.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really glad people are calling in because I thought about, you know, just not doing it at all, but I just had to tonight.
Now, and your sister Kathy were a big part of our family growing up. You think summer's coming out and grilling sausage and playing bocce and swimming in the pool?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing bocce, swimming in the pool.
Sure. And what's nice is the next generation, you know, Greg and Dougie and even my kids seeing them all this summer. So the kids are all right, the next generation.
That's right. Hey, you know, do you remember when Dad and we'd all come out for Susan's birthday when the older ladies were still alive and they'd sit on that picnic table or they'd sit by the garden for some reason. I don't know why. But Celia and Mrs. Batu, all those people.
Yep.
And they would play Briscuglio or Briscoe. You remember
those
that?
Good times, sure. And then one time was it you or
well,
Kathy?
Well, we were learning how to play that.
Yeah.
We were learning how to play that at Doug's table. He brought a deck back from Italy.
That's great.
That was fun to look at those cards. And so tell us a Kathy story.
Well, I didn't. You or Kathy, you filled all the cracks in the sidewalk in Gowanda, and Uncle Leonard went crazy.
Hold on one second. Hey, 916, you're on with us. Hold on for a few.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Just join in the conversation whenever you want. I got a full house here, Peter. Go ahead.
Well, I remember, was it you? Somebody put dirt in all the sidewalks and Leonard went crazy. I can remember that when you all came out.
Oh, Jesus. Leonard went crazy. I remember when Anthony went nutty when I put the firecrackers under his dog.
Well, I can remember this must have been the 60s or 70s, after a Thanksgiving, Anthony smoking a cigar and you in a screaming match with your dad over Vietnam.
Oh, I remember Anthony that talking to me when I smashed the ball over the volleyball net and broke his glasses.
And so, you know, my sister and Kathy had good memories. They went to Yagu together with Herbie, and, you know, they had, were real close.
Oh, that's
cousins.
Right.
Those
they went to
memories.
That camp.
Yes,
what was the name of that camp?
Yagu. They used to go to Yagu.
Well, and Herbie was the camp doctor.
Yes. And somehow Ernie D was, yeah, I don't know if he attended there or if his brother went there, but they knew Ernie D.
Hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'll let somebody else talk, but I want to let you know I was thinking of you when I heard Dougie. And, you know, we'll all see, hopefully see you at Thanksgiving, if not at the big wedding in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Cheryl and I were talking about Thanksgiving today. God, here I'm supposed to be this firebrand political show, and I'm turning into a how to treat your relations on holidays.
It's all about. It's all about. It's all back to family.
That's right. It's your familia.
That's right. That's right. You can't get rid of them.
Yeah, we have our own code of blamata.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you guys talk to somebody else.
Okay,
I'll
you can just stay on and listen. It's better sometimes over the phone than over the internet. But
it is. That's
you.
Right. That's
hey,
right.
916, how you doing?
Oh, not so bad.
Well, I know my sister passed away.
Yeah, I saw that. I was that's quite a shocker. You doing all right?
Yeah, I was home for a week, you know, and it was very sudden. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask what? Something?
Probably a heart attack. There was no need for an autopsy. The doctor from her medical files was very comfortable writing the death certificate. So it was everything was okay, you know, and in many ways it was a good week to be at home.
Oh, so you went back. You went back to Buffalo.
I went back. It was very sad because I teach chess now. On Saturdays and Sundays, getting ready to go off to chess, and I was deleting the messages from my telephone, and she had called me the day before.
Oh, wow.
I deleted the message. And I put the phone back in the cradle and was turning to leave when my brother-in-law called me and he said that she had passed away. And
oh,
I said,
man.
What do you mean she passed away? She was only 58. You know, and,
yeah, that's right. She was a lot younger than...
she was the baby.
Well, not a lot, but relatively, anyway.
5 years younger, and, you know, when you're young,
yeah,
that's a long way.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
My brother-in-law was on, but he appears to have hung up. But I had a, you know, it was a reading... I went to a tailgate party yesterday at the Bills game.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to see it, but,
Well, I didn't go. Well, actually, now the people, because, you know, it's really hard to get tickets now.
Oh, really?
The people? Yeah, it is. And especially with the new ownership and all that stuff going on. And so people just go and, you know, buy a parking space and tailgate.
Oh, and that's it.
And then go home and watch the game on TV.
Yeah.
Or some people just bring a, some people just bring a generator and TV to the parking lot.
Oh, sure.
And now they have a, what do you call it, those big, an RV lot that people come for days.
Oh, good God, that's commitment.
Well, people would come for the whole week if they had,
I guess,
the, you know, sometimes they have two or three home games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The people wouldn't leave.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
So now they had a, well, it's just awful what happens at those games. It's people puke. My brother-in-law's, an usher at the game, and the things that happened inside that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy fell off the second deck.
That happened last year, but did another one go this year?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he landed on some people, and he didn't get hurt at all.
Oh, well.
And then another guy was so drunk that they actually threw him out of the stadium, and he slipped on a bank and rolled into a creek and drowned.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah.
That's yesterday. This was a terrible thing that happened yesterday. I don't know, this woman who lived in Long Island, her husband was an insane Patriots fan. So she went on StubHub or whatever you call that thing,
mm-hmm.
and got two tickets. They traveled all the way to Buffalo. Somebody else in Ohio somewhere did the same thing.
Mm.
They traveled all the way to Buffalo. It was an anniversary or something. They had no, the ticket thing they had scanned perfectly at the gate. They were for the same seats.
Oh, geez. Yeah, this, I knew counterfeiting had been going on with, like, concerts. That was really common. But I didn't know how much, like, sports is, you know. Because they tend to have, you know, the absolute best security on that stuff, you know.
Well, I was shocked that it happened, but it did. And since they both scanned at the gate, I'm wondering if it was just a mistake.
Yeah, that could be, huh? So,
but
I'd still let them stay. I mean, but the, you know.
Yeah, but they argued for the whole game over who could sit in the seats.
Oh, in the, geez, yes. So.
You know, nobody wants to sit.
Yeah, I don't even have the game on tonight. I don't know.
Do the Orioles play today?
Oh, I haven't been catching up on that.
Well, they lost the first two games.
I mean, the
so
Giants
they're...
have been outrageous. That's all this town can talk about is Giants, you know. So.
Oh, the San Fran Giants.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, not the other Giants that I lost my butt on last night. No.
Oh, you're still gambling?
I had some money on it. I mean, it was a, you know, I got a good spot.
They got killed.
I didn't expect that. Man, what?
Hey, anybody out there, we're talking football. 347-945-6713. Football, baseball. Do you want to talk about deaths in your family? That's good, too.
I lost an aunt a couple weeks back. She Well, she was recuperating from a broken hip, and somewhere in the middle of the night, she got up, fell down, and never got back up, and she was dead in the morning.
With the thing with my sister, she and her husband, you know, they had a nice dinner. They like to watch movies. They just had a nice, quiet night at home. They fell asleep on the couch. They woke up. They went to bed about 11:30. He woke up at his normal time, you know, and he usually wakes her up. They have coffee together. Not Saturday. That has to be. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I know that. I've never, you know, been whatever, like the first person, you know, there on the scene or whatever. It's always been afterwards, you know. But, that's got to be the worst because, you know, because it's face, now you're face to face with everything. It's no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That reality just is right there in front of you.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law, it had to be even worse for him because in many ways he was the president of the volunteer fire department. Past president, but still he knew everybody that came to the door. You know, the EMTs. The one EMT was one of my sister's best friends. Then the police always come. And that, especially nowadays where everybody's killing their wives. But the doctor said her, well, you know, she smoked since she was 15.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, she did. She did.
At your place. I remember you smoking. I remember David smoking. I remember your father smoking.
Oh, yeah. Everybody quit except her.
Oh.
You know, and that was too bad, you know?
Yeah. I'm going through something kind of weird now. I have not intentionally cut back on smoking or done anything at all. But I find that I'm only smoking 5 or 6 cigarettes a day now. And I don't, it just happens. That's it. And I drink probably, I don't know, it's just, that's the way it is now. And,
so make it zero.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If I'm down to 6 cigarettes, it's like, well, what the hell, you know? And I drink about half of what I used to. It's not, unless the body says, the body is telling you what to do now. I'm saying, knock it off.
We don't go out like we used to.
Well, yeah, I barely go out at all anymore.
I never drank unless I went out.
Yeah. Well, see, that was it. Now, once I was in, like, my mid-40s, closer to 50 maybe, you know, then I stopped. I didn't go to any bars or anything ever, and haven't since then. Restaurants have wine and whatnot, but that whole bar thing is like, you know, I'm not going to spend my retirement on a bar stool, you know.
Oh, jeez.
I've seen it. I've seen it. And this is what I want to do, you know. And I'm not going to be running around some club with a cheap toupee. I'm not doing that either. I saw that, you know. So, you know, for me it was like, okay, just accept the fact that, you know, this is where you are now. So, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's not a conscious decision. It's just things that are just sort of, you know, maybe I'm just slowing down. I don't know what it is really.
Right.
But.
Well, I still go to the blues bar. Not like I used to, but I still go maybe once every 2 months.
Yeah. See, now I would go to, say, like Reno or Tahoe and see a band that I like in a stage area where they're serving cocktails and it's a sit-down affair and people are yelling and screaming and all that. Now, that's perfectly fine, you know. But I'm not going to stand up, you know, with thousands of people and get crushed or sit on the... Or, well, when Paul McCartney played at the very last concert at Candlestick Park, they sold all the seats behind the stage. These people didn't even get to see him. They got to see the back of the stage, and they got to listen to it.
Well, I went to the 9:30 Club. Well, actually, that was, I really forget about how long ago that was, but I went to the 9:30 Club to see Gogo Bordello.
Oh, well, they're worth seeing, yes.
And that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see Flogging Molly.
Ah, yeah. Well, there I would expect it to be a little rowdy, and that would be okay. Yeah, you know.
It was very rowdy.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't even mind being the only person over 40 in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never have. That's never actually bothered me.
Yeah. You know, the age thing is starting to be, I don't know, we accept it at some point that, you know.
Right.
I mean,
our lives have reached autumn.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that I wear Dr. Scholl's shoes, you know, I think by now I should accept the fact that I am no longer fashionable. There's nothing cool about me anymore, kids. It's done. If there ever was anything cool.
Well, I think.
And now I have to wear support.
About is,
I got to wear support hose now because my legs.
Well, I'm supposed
badly.
To, but I don't.
Yeah, I wish I had started doing it long before now. It really has helped, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it would help me, too. Right now, my left leg swells up like a banana.
Yeah, if it really gets bad, my feet will look like somebody blew them up with air. They look like balloons, like those little toy balloons.
Right, same
yeah,
with
they look
the
just
wear.
Like and I'm like, God, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. So I've got shoes that run from 7.5 to 9. So depending on how big my feet are that day.
Right, I just got a pair of 8s that don't quite do it for me. Oh, look at that. Holy cow. I went to this real cool place while I was in Buffalo. There now is a Bethlehem Steel Museum.
Oh, huh.
And
well.
That was, my brother and I went there on Saturday, and that was really fun. And it's the Western New York Railroad Museum, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a good-sized one here. All the famous old trains are all here from L.A. and I forget. I mean, I don't know all the stories, but we had a party down there when when I was still working at the Neighbors publications, and and that was pretty cool. You know, I mean, we got to, you know, the buffet and the whole thing and the band, and everybody got to climb all over the trains, and, you know, what the hell. It was okay. And we've got a couple
active... No, that is a lot of fun.
And, you know, we've got a couple active trains here, too, that in the fall they'll take you up to, let me think, Apple Hill, or there's one that goes to Reno, and then there's the Skunk Train that, you know, and they serve brunch on the train. I mean, it's
right,
an old
in the dining
locomotive.
Car, that's a ton of fun.
Yeah, and there's another one that goes to Napa Valley. And it goes up and down Napa Valley, you know.
My cousin had the rehearsal dinner for her wedding on a moving train.
Mm-hmm.
They just put a bunch of dining cars behind the engine, and it was a ball.
Yeah. So,
I
yeah,
like
it's,
it anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, we have the light rail here, and... Well, they've just allocated a ton of money. I think every city is doing it now. They're
right. Everybody's
rebuilding
the old
train stations and what have you.
And they want to go nostalgic and bring out the streetcars.
Oh yeah.
They got old streetcars running in D.C. now.
Oh God. Yeah, that, I'm not, you know, like we have the light rail that runs through here, and I'm not crazy about that at all, because it's only for the suburban people, and it's a big inconvenience for the people who have to live around all those tracks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they at some point, they want to build it up through my area and go up to the airport, so...
Uh-huh.
Well, the thing is, you know, okay, it made sense. If you were going to have an express train that went from downtown to the airport, that would be perfectly fine. But no, they want to have it meander through all the suburban areas. It'll take 16 stops before you get to the airport.
Right.
And when it comes through here, there are all kinds of houses are going to be knocked over. I mean, that's just the way they do it, you know. But they ran out of money. And as far as I'm concerned, they'll never get that money.
I hope they didn't knock down the houses yet.
Yeah, well, we, you know, whenever it comes up, whenever it comes up, I usually get on a letter writing campaign. I mean, you know, online, of course. And and my favorite line is that all public transportation does is spread disease and crime.
Oh my God!
I would rile
them up. What do you think about this? What do you think about all this Ebola stuff?
Yeah, that's, I suspect that what we're seeing now is a mutation. We've known about Ebola since, mid-70s, so it's not like it's new. And it's been in every African country and most of the Middle East as well.
And it's killing them by the thousands.
Yeah, well, now that's why I'm saying... If it hadn't been doing that before, there's something different about it now, and that means the method of...
I just can't imagine living anywhere where there's 50, like in Liberia, there were 50 doctors in the whole country.
Oh, wow. Huh.
You know, nobody thinks about that.
Yeah.
But...
That's the only country in Africa now that's still predominantly Christian.
Is that true? I never even thought about that.
Yeah, something close to, like, or in the area of 80%. Most of them Protestant, Church of England. You know. Why, I'm not sure, but because the surrounding countries, Senegal and
Guinea, for 50 years.
Well, see, all the surrounding countries are predominantly Muslim, with Muslim population. Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
Senegal, Guinea, Sierra Leone.
But those were all French colonies. There were all kinds of Catholics there.
But they're predominantly Muslim at this time.
Now they are. You're right.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's Liberia was the only holdout, you know. But then, too, you had, I don't know how many former American slaves actually went to Liberia. I've never really looked that up.
Well, nobody went after the Civil War.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's when it was. Isn't that when the country was created? Right after the war?
No, Liberia was created right after the Revolution.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
Yes,
that.
Liberia was. That's why the capital's called Monrovia.
Right, right. Okay.
James Monroe was the president.
Yeah. Okay. No,
I
always thought
was,
it was an answer or, you know, a form of repatriation.
Wait a minute. I got to think of this. Give me a minute. The American Society for the Repatriation of Africa or something was formed. Yeah, they could get them, and they kept trying to send the slaves back. But, well, it never really caught on. And after the cotton gin was invented, it was over.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know the history of, you know, the. Only because of the American Civil War, pretty much. But when the Muslims moved into Northern Africa and got as far as the Sub-Sahara, of course the big impetus was the slave trade, naturally.
Right.
And so they either took you as a slave or they converted you. It was going to be one or the other, right? <You know? laughs> So, yeah, it is kind of interesting. I mean, I would think, you know, given the location, that you would see some kind of exodus, you know, where people say, I got to get out of here, or the opposite, which is we're going to lock ourselves in and nobody's coming into our town, you know. It's one
right.
or the other, right? But you would think with those types of numbers that, you know, people would be, you know, that it would be spreading further, especially to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Or north or south, you know, wherever land is, you know. Your average person isn't going to fly to wherever, United States or England or wherever. But we'll see what happens there. I was not crazy about having all those American troops sent there. That,
God.
If I were a soldier then, I would, or a soldier now, I would have some real problems with that, I think. You know, it's
That's
one
an
thing.
That's interesting question. I think they have to be volunteers.
Oh, okay. I'm not really sure because, I mean, I know that the military, army in particular, did a lot of terrible things to our enlisted men, mostly
uh-huh.
with the nuclear explosions and things of that sort.
So that
testing,
was, yeah, that was a long
drugs
time.
On them, you know.
Well, how about releasing LSD into the air?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean,
they forgot to tell us about that one.
Yeah. But the bomb tests in Nevada, you know, they had troops standing in formations, and they claim, well, we don't know the effects of the bomb. Of course you know the effects of the bomb. You've been to Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You know exactly what the effects are, you know. God. And then they had all these animals and houses and everything, you know, just to watch it all get wiped out. I mean, you know. But wasn't there also an incident in the South Pacific?
In Bikini Island?
Yeah, there was one there, too, where they did the explosion and the whole works. But they had all these troops standing out, you know, sailors standing on the decks to see what happens to them, you know. It's like, damn. You know, I understand I'm an enlisted guy and my life is not worth much to you, but, you know, it's worth something to me and what you're doing is illegal, so.
Somehow I've lost. I think we're still on the air, but.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I tried earlier, and you were coming in bits and pieces, and then finally there was no audio at all. And also the chat. Yeah, and the chat room was not working at all. At least I couldn't get into it. So I don't know if any of this is being recorded or not. I certainly hope so. But I guess we won't know till it's over.
Right.
We've got about 5 minutes or so left here. So.
Yeah, I got 9:57. We got about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, about all I didn't know Kathy really well. I mean, other than when I came over to visit and we'd,
She was way younger than us.
Yeah, well, that was part of it, sure, you know. Now, I can remember her and your brother getting into it. And, you know, and that got, I did take some amusement in it, only because, you know, I had the same situation in my class.
Right,
home.
No,
people
I
are like
understand that completely.
Yeah. You know. And, of course, I remember her nickname. I never quite got that, but, you know.
Well, you mean Beaky?
Yes, I know. Because I never
saw
her nose.
Well, you know what? It's how my brother said Catherine when he was a baby. Don't ask me. And, you know, it stays with you forever.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, I mean, your whole family, they were always very nice, cordial people, you know.
Yeah,
and your mom was a wonderful cook, I remember.
Yeah,
your
she
father
was. Yes. Now three of us are dead. There's just David and me left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, that's the thing. I have a great many aunts and uncles and whatever family members. They're all way up in years now, you know. And, what can you say? It was, you know.
Not much.
Are you getting ready to vote?
Yeah.
Am I getting ready to go, or am I getting ready to vote? What is it?
Voting's in 3 weeks.
Yeah. If I can mail it in, that's what I'll do. Or if I can fill it out and drop it off. I refuse to stand in a line.
Well, I think I love voting. I love voting.
Yeah, there isn't much on there that I'm interested in. See, this community is heavily Democratic and liberal. I mean,
well,
it's
my
tree.
County, the Republicans don't even run people for half the office.
Yeah, well, that happens
here
too. they're races where they just don't bother, you know.
Well, it did record, and, by the way.
Oh, that's good. All right. But
anyway, well, we're going to see you because it is 10 o'clock, and I'm getting the word that my time is up.
Okay,
and so
then.
We'll tune in. We'll be next Monday at 9.
Okay. You take care of yourself, man.
Hey, it was great to hear from you again. It's not the same without you.
It's been a while. I think about maybe 2 months or so.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I guess August. I was taking time off. Now I'm back.
Yeah, because, well, you know, I forget. There was something going on Mondays, too, where I, so I wasn't always available.
Right. Well, anyway, I will talk to you next week.
Okay,
this is Dormant
Night.
Yourself. We are done for another night. We had kind of a loose, informal conversation tonight. And next week, it is back to politics. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, sleep well. Good night.
Bye.